Blog Talk Radio.
Just lift your worship right there in this moment.
All I have in these hands and multiply. God, all that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire.
Yeah.
Set me on fire.
Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Good morning and hallelujah. Oh, come on and magnify the Lord with me. Come on and praise him today. Just wherever you are, begin to worship him and thank him for another day. Hallelujah to his name. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of everyday life to glory, to glory, to glory in our Savior, Jesus Christ. I am your host, Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern with a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then assigning your task for today. Daily Fire is sponsored by ChurchGirlDresses.com, the place where good girls shop, with everything from church wear to casual wear to evening wear, sizes up to XXL and 28W, we got you covered, and we now have expedited or rush shipping available. A new weekend sale starts every Friday and ends every Monday, so make sure you visit today and get your holy and fine on. That's www.churchgirldresses.com. Our topic for today's Daily Fire. It's this year, and our scripture comes from Psalm 13. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in to Daily Fire with me. Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, you can call in while I'm live. The number is 323-870-4180, and I welcome everyone who's tuned in with me right now. Again, that number is 323-870-4180. You can still call in right now. If you can't call in at 7, you can hear the recording anytime after 8 a.m. Eastern on my ministry website, fieldfire.com, FieldFire.com. Or even better, follow the podcast so the recording will be texted straight to you, to your cell phone at 8 a.m., and you follow by texting the letters DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. That's DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. You will receive an automatic confirmation text, which includes the recording of today's teaching, and then you can forward that to someone else to bless someone else's soul. All right, all of this information, if you were unable to write it down, is on my ministry website, feeldfire.com, FeeldFire.com. By now, you should have those Bibles ready. I am in Psalm 13, reading from the KJV. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord, forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall mine enemy be exalted over me? You ever question God like that? How long? Consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death, lest mine enemy say, I have prevailed against him. And those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord, because he hath dealt bountifully with me. Isn't that powerful? Come on and give God praise for his word right now. What is our topic for today? Say it aloud with me. This year, glory. Oh, yesterday I was speaking with my former first lady, being former because she was the first lady when I lived in Alabama for a church I attended, and I now live in Florida. She called me about some things and interviews she's seen on social media about my law office. And, you know, we talked and just had such a great conversation, probably, I think, over an hour. And as we were wrapping up the conversation, and we were just, you know, focusing on the move of God and the blessings of God, I said, this year, and it just did something to her. And as she caught hold of it, I even caught hold of it. And we just began to praise God for this year. And what we meant by that is that the wait is over this year. The wait on what, you may ask? The wait on everything that you've been waiting on. This year, God is manifesting his glory of answering your prayers that you may see it. And not only you, all those, as the psalmist said, who have rejoiced at your delay, at your downfall, at your trials and tribulations, all those, as the psalmist said in the 13th psalm that I just read unto you, who have believed they have prevailed over you. Every enemy, for every setback, every time you've had to question God and ask him, how long? This year is the answer. Oh, don't you feel that thing? Everybody just say, this year. Say it again, this year. Glory. When you're asking yourself, how long? Listen at what the psalmist said. He said, how long will you forget me, God? Forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long do I have to just sit here with my arms hugging my own self, crying and sad, watching the opponent be exalted over me, watching the people prevailing over me, watching my enemies rejoicing over me? How long, God? Jesus. Ooh. Have you ever been there? You've been waiting on a breakthrough where you've been waiting on a breakthrough so long, crying out to the Lord so long. You have fasted, prayed, tithed, given. You have named it and claimed it, shouted and cried, waved your hands and rocked. You have, you know, laid out at the altar. You've been up in every altar call. You haven't doubted, but still, God seems not to have heard you. And you are right at the breaking point, right at the point of giving up, hanging on the ledge, about to fall over the cliff of faith because your soul is tired. So then you begin to question him, how long, God? How long, God? In the book of Daniel, chapter 10, beginning at verse 12, the Bible shows us the biblical records of the angel speaking to Daniel. Do not be afraid, Daniel. Since the first day that you set your mind to gain understanding and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come in response to them. The angel was telling them, look, Daniel, God heard you when you first prayed, and he answered you when you first prayed. But if you continue reading in chapter 10 of the book of Daniel, the angel explains to Daniel, but while I was on the way to you with the answer, I had to fight the king of Persia. In other words, in the spiritual realm, I had to fight Satan to get to you, but I want you to closely with me. In other words, I'm reminding myself of how many, how long you already answered. I'm reminding myself of how many times you already come through. And because of that, I can straighten my spine and speak with competence and confidence this year. When will the prayer be answered? This year. When will my way be made? This year. When will the doors open? This year. When will I see the salvation of the Lord? This year. When will I see all of my family saved? When will I see reconciliation and reconsideration? When will I see the blessings of God? When will I see myself operating in my purpose? When will I see that all of my enemies have been made my footstool? This year. This year. This year. Hallelujah. Woo! Let's get ready to go into prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, our souls are on fire today. Ooh, our strength has been renewed. We've been revived, Lord, for this year. Hallelujah. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. We ask the forgiveness of every sin. We ask you, Lord, to create in us clean hearts. Renew our minds. Renew our spirits. That we desire to serve you. We desire to praise you. We desire to live for you. We desire to love you. Father, that we don't lose faith, Father, because you've already taught us in Hebrews 11:6, that without faith it is impossible to please you. In James 1:8, that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So help us to have faith. Help us, Lord, to have faith to believe for this year. This year. This year we speak, God. This year we proclaim, God. This year we will do our part because we believe this year is our year. So we will do what we're supposed to do. We will walk by faith and not by sight because this year, this year, this year, this year is our year. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Let everyone say amen. Everybody just speak it out loud. This year is my year. I'm going to do the altar call and then we're going to end with your task. But I need you to just keep on praising God and just call out those situations that you've been asking how long and then answer yourself with this year. For example, how long will it be before I see my family saved? Then answer yourself this year. How long will it be before my healing is manifested in the natural? Answer yourself this year. How long will it be before I'm married? This year. Glory. For those who are not saved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness for my sins. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. In Jesus' name, I proclaim this year is the answer to my question of how long. Say amen. Praise God. We welcome you to the family of Christ. Everyone, make sure you are getting your daily devotional with the Lord by tuning in to Daily Fire with me, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. Text the letters DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222 so you can follow and share the message with those whom you love. Remember, send me your prayer request to Feel the Fire. Go to my website and you can contact me there for prayer requests or anything, message you need to send me. We are getting ready to start our Thursday night online Bible study next month. I'm very excited because during that Bible study, you will be able to ask questions live on air and get answers from me about the teachings. So we're looking to start that the first Thursday in May, and I'll be giving you more information. All right, all of this information is on my ministry website, feeldfire.com, FeeldFire.com. All right, our teaching for today is how long. I'm sorry, our teaching for today is this year. Your task for today is to answer every question of how long you have with this year. And then go about doing what you would do if you really believed it was going to happen this year. Do your part. All right? How long? What's the answer this year? I'll see you in the morning at 7, and do not forget to go to churchgirldresses.com. This year is your answer.
Just lift your worship right there in this moment. In these hands and multiply, God, all that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire, set me on fire.